In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have toiled all night and caught nothing. I and many of my friends can relate to this. Not only at night, but morning, during the day, and sometimes in the evening. But it's not necessarily the catching of the fish that's the most important thing. Although it makes the trip a whole lot more fun if you catch a few. I caught one last year. It cost me $63 for the license. And I didn't even eat it. But it was a really nice fish. It wasn't just a little dinker. But it's the relationships together that make it fun, that make it enjoyable, that bond you together. The personal friendships doing everyday things, especially when Christ calls them to labor together with Him. That's important. When Christ calls us to labor together, to do these things together, God uses everyday circumstances and things to bring us to Christ, to bring us to Himself, and to bring us to His eternal kingdom. And we will respond with either, "Yes, Lord," or, "No, thank you. Don't think so." Can you see yourself in the gospel today? Those of you who fished can. Those of you who haven't may not have. But can you see yourself responding to what God asked you to do? Peter did not know that Jesus' request to launch out into the deep would mean a radical change of life for him. It would be a radical change that he never expected. The circumstances in our lives can mean a radical change of life for each of us. If you look at Peter's response to Christ in verse 4 and 5, when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." Peter both called to Jesus, "Master," and he did what his master asked him to do. Peter sets an example for each of us to follow, an example of trust, of allegiance, and obedience that go together in conforming to the will of God. And what happened? Oh, they caught a boatload of fish, literally. And they signaled to their partners, and they came for help. They filled both of the boats. They caught a great number of fish. This was a surprise and a blessing from God. Doesn't God bless us in the midst of great trials, or even in the little things in our daily lives, whether we're at work or we're at play? But God does give us blessings. The problem is sometimes we fail to see God's blessings and to thank Him for them. But Peter's response tells us a lot. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." In this he showed a profound awareness both of the divinity of Christ and of his own human sinfulness. Jesus then said, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." And so when they had brought their boats back to land, they forsook all and followed him. Forsook all, in case you're not sure of, means left it all behind. And I'm sure they spent some days fishing. But at that point, they had made that decision, that radical change in their lives to follow Christ. The first disciples were partners in fishing, were to become partners in the work of mission and evangelism in the early church. They became the partners in the work of mission and evangelism in the early church. And we continue in that, don't we? Don't we continue in that work? We've just got to think about what to do. To quote taught history, anybody remember the famous quote from George Washington right before they crossed the Delaware? "Get in the boat." So in that sense, we have to get in the boat. The church is the boat. The church, as the ark was with the flood, the church is that boat that helps us sail through the rough waters, the floods, and some of the absolute misery that's out in the world today. Christ is the answer to all that hatred and screaming and yelling and murder that you see on TV in the hearts of people. Christ is that answer. And because of our circumstances, we can seek God. We're constantly seeking after Him. Even if we've been walking with Him for most of our lives, there's a sense of renewal and becoming closer to Christ as He brings you through the floods and the torments and the circumstances that we live in. We can become partners in our salvation and life in the church and in the kingdom. We do that. There's a synergism, a working together of holiness between God and man. As God gives us mercy and grace, we give back our love and service to Him. St. Theophylact, in his commentary on St. Luke's Gospel, says, I may have to pick it up, my glasses aren't what they used to be. "Marvel at how wisely the Lord arranges our salvation, drawing to Himself each one by means of the things that are His own and with which He is familiar. As He had attracted the Magi with the star, so now He draws the fishermen by means of fish. See the gentleness of Christ, how He does not command, but requests that Peter put out from the land. See also the obedience of Peter, how he welcomes into his boat a man whom he did not know and obeys him in everything. When the Lord tells him to launch out into the deep, Peter does not become exasperated and leave him, nor does he reply, 'I have toiled all the whole night and gained nothing, and now I should obey you and do it all again?' No. Peter said nothing like this, but instead, at the word, 'I will let down the net,' such was the warmth of his trust, even before he had faith. And he caught so great a number of fish that he was not able to haul them in, and he beckoned to his companions in the other boat. And when he calls them with a signal, because his astonishment at the catch was so great that he could not even speak, out of great reverence for Jesus, Peter begs him not to remain in the boat and calls himself a sinner who is not worthy to be with him. Is that not us? And yet Christ calls us to himself. He calls us to salvation. He calls us to life, both here and in the eternal and in an eternal life. Archbishop Dimitri, in his little book on the miracles of Christ, quotes St. Ambrose. St. Ambrose emphasizes that we must learn from St. Peter to confess our own unworthiness to be in the presence of the Lord. You must also say, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord," so that the Lord may respond to you, "Fear not." Yes, we may be sinful, but the Lord says, "Fear not. Come. Come to me." Confess your sins to the Lord, for he forgives. Do not be afraid of giving the Lord what is yours, since he granted to you what is his. In becoming man, the Son of God has given to men the power to become the sons of God and to participate in the divine nature and in the divine life. I'm going to repeat that. In becoming man, the Son of God has given to men the power to become the sons of God and to participate in the divine nature and in the divine life. What a blessing. Thank God for his mercy and for his love for us. And where does that take place? Right here. Right here. In the divine liturgy, we come face to face with God, that we might have eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts that are soft. Get in the boat. Get in the boat. From our last, this is a great quote. You know, I like St. Theophan anyway. I didn't even have to look this one. I didn't even find this one in there. It was in the announcements last week. If you didn't read it, you should have. So now you're going to hear it if you didn't read it. In the same light of what we have here. So morning or evening, immediately before you begin to repeat your prayers or come to the divine liturgy, stand a while. Sit for a while. Or walk a little. Try to steady your mind and turn it away from all worldly activities and objects. After this, think who he is to whom you turn in prayer. Then recollect who you are, who it is that is about to start this invocation to him in prayer. Do this in such a way as to awaken in your heart a feeling of humility and reverent awe that you're standing in the presence of God. If the Lord allows us to come because of what Christ did, stand in his presence, hear from him, see him, receive his blessings, because he loves us. And he's good and holy and loves mankind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.